Bible. Is that whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. And then he said what? Come on, he said what? I can't hear you. Help me say knock. Knock. And he said it shall be open. And if you believe it, come on, put your hands together and give God praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing. Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Sister done had it.
God bless you, my God Almighty. Going and when they went up in assembling themselves together and they came into the upper room. When they came into the upper room, the Bible began the book of Acts, how the Holy Ghost began to fall upon the disciples. It was a mighty move that took place that caused tongues speaking. It caused the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. When they came upon the one accord to where the people on the outside were having a Jewish celebration, they thought that it was drunken men inside of the room. So where the Bible declared that Peter had to let them know that it's not drunken in individuals, but it's individuals that is filled and drunken in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, this morning on this Pentecost Sunday, if you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you need the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you today, don't you let my God Almighty this time go by without the Holy Ghost filled in your life. God bless each and every one of you. I'm telling you, my God, God is good, and his mercy is for forever. One thing that I done found out, even on this Pentecost Sunday, that God is still in the healing business. He's still in the deliverance business. He's still in restoration. He's still in the recovery business. But the question about, my God Almighty, that you need to understand, are you willing, my God, to let God come in and let him do what he needs to do? God bless you all, our saints and friends all over the world, especially our brothers and sisters, my God, in different countries. I want to recognize a couple of them, especially our brothers and sisters over there in Nigeria. God bless them. Once they found out, we're going to be doing a deep teaching, my God, and we're going to let God have his way. My God, they loaded up by, my God, this thousands. What I see now is about thousands that they loaded up. So God bless you, my brothers and sisters and sons and also daughters over there in Nigeria. God bless you all. Thank you all for being faithful, tuning in. We thank God for you all in United Kingdom and different places, South Africa. My God, we done got a connection, a brotherhood over there, and we just thank God for them tuning in and being a part. It is always a blessing for you all to come in and be a part with us. We just thank God for each and every one of you, and I'm telling you, if you don't got your shouting shoes, you better get your shouting shoes, because one thing about it, at the end of the day, it's not about what somebody says, but it's about what God says. Y'all about to help me here. It's not about what your situation trying to explain to you, but it's about what God say. You walk by faith and not by sight. The steps of a good man is ordered by, y'all about to hear me this morning, amen. So you might as well get your shoutings too on this Pentecost Sunday, because we might not be in the room together, but at the end of the day, we are assembling ourselves in the spirit and giving God our praise. See, at the end of the day, I cannot tell your story, brother. I cannot tell your story, sister. I cannot tell your story, mother. I cannot tell your story, father. But I can tell my story. If it have not been for the Lord on my son, I don't know where, my God Almighty, where would I be? One thing I could tell you, I will not be where I'm at right now, because by the Lord being on my side. Can somebody can testify that this morning? Where you at, my family, ADM? Where you at? Can you testify that this morning? That you know what, pastor? I can high-five you in the spirit, because if it have not been for the Lord on my side, my God, I might have felt that down in my belly of the shanana. If it had not been for the Lord on my sign, I don't know where I would be. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, many of you, you had to keep your head up. You had to stand your ground. You couldn't throw in the towel. At the end of the day, some might walked away from you. Some might have words to say about you. You still had to keep it. You had to keep the stripes. You don't took the whippings. You don't took the beating. Can I tell you, you might as well got, you got a morning or you got an afternoon or an evening. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, you might as well just go ahead and give God our praise, because he never leave you, nor he forgot about you or forsake you. Is there anybody this morning that you know what, pastor, I got a testimony that God never left me, he never forsake me. You are right, pastor. If you could just hold on and keep pushing and keep going, get over that mountain, go through that valley, go through that wilderness, it doesn't matter where you're at. You could be in Nigeria, God still blessing. You can be in Norway, God still blessing. I see my little island that called Fiji. God is still blessing. Y'all about to hear me up in here. So you might as well just go ahead and praise him on my God this Pentecost Sunday. I got a saying that I say, my God, pretty much for the last couple of Sunday. The enemy tried it, but it did not work. Is there anybody got that testimony that you could truly say that the enemy tried it? Hallelujah. I felt my preacher man right there. I'm not trying to go there right away, but the enemy tried it and it did not work. If it's, that's you, that's you. I tell you what, you got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm so happy when I think about the Lord. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Nigeria family, amen. Many people don't try black magic, don't try witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo, and sudo. But I'm telling you, until you're stuck in the love of God, some of you, you can testify that when I gave my life to God and I gave my life to Christ, it did not work. The voodoo, the hoodoo, the sudo, it did not work, because for God I live and for God I die. I recognize that it wasn't in the witch doctor that he's a healer. It wasn't in the witch doctor that he's a miracle worker. When I stepped into the water got trouble, and I could say it wasn't nothing. I got to praise him. I got
to praise him. That's what it's done. That's what it's done. One more time. That's what it's done.
All right, first, we got to move on. We can't start that this morning, amen. I'm telling you, the enemy tried it, but it did not work. I know I ain't the only one around here got that testimony. I know some families got that testimony. I know individuals, they have that testimony that they could just go in and shout and say, you know what, he tried it, but it did not work. Matter of fact, pastor, he's still trying it, but I don't recognize it, and I don't let him know. One thing about that enemy, he's stubborn. Boy, he is stubborn. You got to stand your ground. You need to look at him and just tell him you're trying it, but it ain't gonna
forward. Why? Because I'm covered up under the blood. I'm walking in the shadows of the Most High that God has for me. It is for me. Whose report that I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. That's why I praise him. That's why I give him glory. That's why I give him a shout. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, it doesn't matter if you're in Canada. It doesn't matter if you're in Australia. I see you, Australia. It doesn't matter wherever you are in the world. If it have not been for the Lord that is on our side, your side, your mama's side, your sister's side, your daddy and them, auntie and them, my God, we don't know where we will be. That's why I got to praise him. That's why I got to lift him up. That's why I got to magnify his holy name. Is anybody going to praise God with me in the spirit on this Pentecost Sunday? Or I got to praise him by myself? Or I'm the only one on this line got testimony that God brought me through? I got testimony. He kept us covered. I got testimony. He made a way out of no way. But I just had to stay focused. We had to stay in the fight. We had to stay in the, my God Almighty, because at the end of the day, when the Bible declares, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you don't, I feel a shout, First Lady. This is my last one. I got to go to Mother Helen and give us a welcome. I feel a shout right there. Family, I see you're checking in on a group chat. I'm telling you, that's right. You go ahead and testify. You go ahead and let that, my God Almighty, social media, internet, no matter whatever the radio frequency, whatever the line is, let them know that he tried it, did not work. Because greater that is in me, that is in he, that is in the world. That's why I celebrate. That's why I'll shout. I don't need no musician. I don't need no praise and worship. I don't need nobody pumping behind me. I can shout. I can dance. I can give God a glory. You can pull over inside the rolling shout and praise God. You can lock yourself up in the bathroom. Somebody just need to say, God, I thank you. God, I give you glory. God, I magnify your name. Because he tried it, it did not work. He tried it, it did not work. He tried it, it's not going to work. Because when the power of God is over you, when you cover, I remember First Lady that you remind me the other day, I preached a sermon, I think it was in, my God Almighty, Cedar Town or wherever it was at, my God Almighty, that I've been anointed for this. I want to let somebody know, my God Almighty, on this Pentecost Sunday, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it is. I just want to let you know through the Holy Ghost that you've been anointed for this. Go ahead and pray.
How good God's been to you. Tell your neighbor how good God's been to you. That's what he's done. That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That I get a witness.
What he done for you? Let's get ready to move on. What he done for you? My soul cannot get, I can see how folks just gonna be miserable and depressed. Oh, boy, it's me. I'm just going through, Pastor. I'm just going through. Baby, let me tell you something. My God Almighty, you need to go ahead and get up on a new connection or with something else, because at the end of the day, my God, what he done for you should be greater than what you're going through, because all you can do is just look back and see what God done brought you from. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, I'm just not saying this thing. This is my life. Whoa. This is what I done came through. I done been through homeless. I done been through broke down, busted, and disgusted. Went through rejection. Went through suicidal. When I look back over, when I tell you all that I look back over my life, I'm just not saying it and pumping and priming you. I'm giving you my testimony through my preach, through my holler, through my shout. Because the greatest, my God, movement of the scripture is the life that you live. And I got to give him. When I say he's a healer, I'm talking about from experience. When I say he's a way maker, I'm talking about from experience. When I tell you that he will do it, I'm talking, I got to pray.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
God Almighty. One of the words that Minister Tay used to use, amen, I just got to get crumped. Amen. I felt a crumpness in my spirit. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Older folks, you don't know what that means. Amen. It just means something comes over you, and you just got an unspeakable praise, and you got an unspeakable shout that at the end of the day, my God Almighty, folks could try to interpret, but you can't interpret what I'm feeling right now. You can't interpret it what I'm thinking about right now, because if it have not been for the Lord, I'm telling you, on my side, I know the mothers used to say that all the time when I was coming up in church. My God, the older, my God, generation was saying that all the time. If it have not been for the Lord on my side, my God, I know what they're talking about now. They wasn't just saying that thing. My God, because when God done brought you through some valleys, when you done overcame, my God Almighty, a different storm, you could look back and say, if it have not been, because you know it wasn't by your might, you know it wasn't by your strength, but it was by the power of the Lord. So if it was not for the Lord on my side, I don't know where, I don't know how I would have made it. I don't know where I would have been, but all I can say, God, I thank you. That's why I won't let nothing, ain't no problems, ain't no issue, no circumstances can separate me from the Lord of God. If that's you, you go ahead and shout amen and go ahead and give him the glory, because I'm telling you, God is good. His mercy endures forever. I got a blessing. I just got saved. I'm telling you, one thing I found, the value of a blessing, It's not about money. It's not about a house. It's not about cars. It's not about none of that stuff. It's just about the presence of the Lord, my God Almighty, being in your life and just leading and guiding you, amen, through different things and different storms, different obstacles. My God, seeing the word of God unveil and unfold. Instead of you just talking about it, you seeing about it. They all hear me. You actually living it. You actually seeing what the things of God doing in your life. I'm telling you, if they're not there, you need to get there. Amen. Stop playing church and go ahead and dive on in. Because I'm telling you, when I say I serve a good God, I'm just not telling you to make you feel good or get some hairs or goosebumps to stand up on your skin. My God, when I say God is good, I'm not the only one can give you a high five in the spirit. Many of those that could talk about it, that God is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and move on. Let's go ahead and bring our mother for the hour. Go ahead and give us that warm southern welcome. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome you to our service today. And as I always say, sit back, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say, you are so very welcome. Back into your hands, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother. We just appreciate you all, my God Almighty, and we just thank for that southern hospitality that you give. And I'm telling you, saints of God, just keep pressing like the songwriter say, through the pain, my God Almighty, through the rain, through no matter what, you just keep pressing. I'm a firm believer in that. Let me tell you something. The pain, it doesn't the rain, it doesn't the journey. I'm telling you right now, heavy at times, but you got to understand that if we say for God so we live, and for God I die, if I trust and believe in you, and I walk by faith and not by sight, you got to stay in it. You just got to keep going. And when you look back, you're going to realize that it was all worth it. Amen. I won't take it away from nothing, because I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, when God he will do it, he will do it. My God, some writers say he's an on-time God. And all I can say is, yes, he is. Amen. I could be her background chorus on that. Oh, yes, he is. He's the on-time God. He may not come when you want him. He may not come right then. But I can tell you right away that surely he is an on-time God. Let's go into our prayer with our own evangelist, Nita. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, Apostle First Lady. We bless your holy name. Father God, we bless your holy name. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are coming to you this morning, Father God, with a gladful heart, Father God. We are shouting, Father God, to the mountaintop, Lord Jesus, because we realize that you are our creator, our Elohim, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for today, Father God. We thank you for this Pentecost Sunday, Father God, where we know, Lord Jesus, that we are in a position, Father God, to bring down the fire, Father God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, Father God, that fire, Father God, that cannot be diminished, Father God, that fire, Father God, that's going to save hearts, Father God, that fire, Father God, that's going to change minds, Father God, that fire, Father God, that's going to turn situations around, Father God. Father God, we need you on this morning, Lord Jesus. Some of us, Father God, may need you in the hospital room, Father God. Some of us may need you on a financial tip, Father God. Some of us may need you mentally, Father God. But we know, Lord Jesus, that we made no mistakes this morning, Father God. We're calling on your name, Lord Jesus. We're asking right now, Father God, for a fresh anointing, Father God. Anointing that's coming to destroy yokes this morning, Father God. Destroy poverty, Father God. Destroy sickness and disease, Father God. Destroy mental illness, Father God. Destroy whatever it is that you're calling out this morning, Father God. We casting down all vain imaginations, Father God. We coming to you right now, Lord. It doesn't matter where we're at, Father God. On one accord, Father God, expecting you to show up and show out, Father God, because that's who we know you to be, Father God. That's who we've learned for you to be, Father God. That's what we have accepted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you, Father God, with our hands raised to you, Lord Jesus, asking you, Father God, to accept us, Lord, just as we are, Father God. We're not just stand right there, Lord Jesus. We're coming with you, Father. Every inch you go, Father God, we're coming with you, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for that this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God, Father God, that will be bringing the word this morning, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow that fire to get so hot, Father God, that the fire house can't put it out, Father God. Let that fire get so hot, Father God, that it burns against all things that's not of you, Father God, that it moves it out, Father God. Let every word that comes out of this mouth this morning torch whatever is not right, Father God. Let that consuming fire, Father God, go over into Africa, Father God, Egypt, Father God, Jamaica, Father God, Canada, Fiji, wherever you're at, Father God. We know, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Ghost cannot be contained, Father God. We're looking for a miracle this morning, Father God. We're looking for an earthquake, Father, for people to know, Lord Jesus, that your words never come back void. Everything that you say, everything that you do, you mean it, Father, because you are the great I am. You are the master planner. You are the master designer. You are the healer, the deliverer. You are everything that you say that you are, Father God. So on this morning, Father God, we ask you to create in us, Lord, a clean heart, Father God. Renew our minds, Father God. Touch us, Lord, in a way that we've never been touched before, Father God. Anything, Father, that's in our ear gates, move it out right now, Father God, so we can receive this rhema word, Father God, a word that's going to change lives, Father. A word, Father God, as we came on this line this morning, we would not be the same, Lord Jesus. Allow your Holy Ghost to go forth, Father God. Withholding nothing, Father God. Allow your Holy Ghost to go forth, Father God. Withholding nothing, Father God. Allow your Holy Ghost to go forth, Father God. Withholding nothing in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch your people. Touch your people right now, Lord. Touch them. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Father God, just who you are, Father God. And let them acknowledge, Father God, that you are the one and only true God and that your love never fails. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah.
out of
thank you, Jesus.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Go ahead and worship him in your living room. Go ahead and worship him right there where you are. Come on, somebody, and worship him. Because God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Some of you just need to take a few minutes and just go ahead and worship the Lord. Just take a few minutes and just go ahead and magnify him. Because you know without a shadow of doubt that if it wasn't for the Lord that is on your side, if it wasn't for prayer, if it wasn't spoken in about you, who you are, and to position yourself and yourself naked before the living God, you don't know which way things will turn. But right there, wherever you are, Nigeria, wherever you are, where you listen to that, if it's radio, satellite, doesn't matter, go ahead and just go ahead and create an atmosphere and just worship the Lord. Because at the end of the day, you knew you didn't deserve it. You knew some things that is happening in your life, you deserve everything that happened. But he's still a restorer. He's still an individual that comes in and restores, and my God, you. So you might as well just worship him. What a merciful Lord that we serve. So all I can say, God, you are a provider. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you on this Pentecost Sunday. Not only this Sunday, but every Sunday. Not only this day, but every day. Not only at this, every time. All we can do is just say, thank you for peace. Thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, we don't know where we will be. Some of you go ahead and thank you. Because some of you have to wipe away your tears. He did. Some of you had to restore peace. Some of you had to restore your joy back. Some of you had to, my God, to gather your mind that was almost broken. So you might as well just thank you. Every time I'm out, I know it all see. I just everything. God, we give you glory. We thank you for being a pit. Thank you. That's why we can just lift our hands to glory, because when everything else forsake us, you're still there. You're still there. You're still there. And we can just say thank you. Is there anybody got to thank you this morning and give God the glory and just give him the praise? Because if it have not been for him, I thank you. That's why I got to worship him. That's why I got to lift my hands. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about what he don't bless me. My God, it's about for who he, I'm telling you, people could change on you. People could say that. But one thing that I found out about God, God would never change you. Many people say, my God Almighty, that is, you got to keep it 100. But I found out over time, even a $100 bill don't change. But God would never change on you. So I can't do nothing but lift my hand and say, glory unto his name. Somebody need to tap into true worship and magnify his name. He's a healer. You know you didn't deserve that healing. He's a blesser. You know you didn't deserve that blessing. You know you deserve every judgment that came your way. But God somehow made a way out of no way. He still restored your life. He still restored you. He still, my God, all I got to do is just worship him, magnify his name, and lift him up. Can you magnify the Lord with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you magnify? Yes, I know my sheep. And I know don't see another, yes, see another. I prophesied this morning that the presence of God will rest upon many of you in your homes. I prophesied this morning that the presence of God is going to arrest you. Many of you don't been through the valley. You don't been broke down. God don't strip you. He don't, my God, don't squat you. He don't stand upon you. Now. Instead of you receiving him on the outside, instead of you receiving the Holy Ghost on the outside, it's time for you to bring them in, move them in your residence. No longer you go to the left, no longer you go to the right, but you shall look towards the hill, for which cometh that help, and that help coming from the Lord. You shall rejoice in the Lord with me. At the end of the day, he had a plan, he tried it, but can somebody testimony that he did not work? Thank God for worship. Thank God for praise. I got to lift my hand. That's why I said,
It's not about the songwriter. It's not about musicians. It's not about people. I got to shed a tear because at the end of the day, I know I should have had it coming. I know God should have took me out, but I thank him that I'm still here. I thank him by his grace and mercy. Is there anybody all over the world? Can you testify and just say, thank you? Hallelujah. I gotta thank him. I gotta lift his hand up. I gotta praise his holy name. Because he's still God. He's still able. He's still doing it exceedingly above all. He's still doing it. Some of us was homemongers, but now he calls us preachers. Some of us, my God Almighty, we did everything that we could possibly do under the sun. He still loves us. Some of us, my God Almighty, you know we rejected. We know we walked away from God. He still calls us daughters. He still calls us sons. Why not you worship a God like that? Why not you throwing up your hands and receiving him? Then I feel, my God, I feel some international countries. I feel you. You might as well go ahead and praise them. I feel somebody getting their breakthrough. I feel somebody now. I feel them. I feel you in the spirit. Hallelujah. You might as well just praise them. This is the time to stop playing. This is the time. You know what? Then, Pastor, I'm putting away. I'm stop playing this game. I'm stop making excuses for everything. And I'm ready to walk and be sold out with the Lord. I'm ready to give my life as a living sacrifice. This time, I'm just not standing. Because I'm in my emotional. This time, I'm for real. I don't been through the valley. I don't been through the wilderness. I don't been through. God is still by my side. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you need to just take a minute right there. Can I know those? Yeah, me. You need to take a minute right there. Take a minute right there. Some of you need to step in. You need to get away from all these distractions. You need to get away. Some of you apostles, some of you bishops, some of you with all these titles, you need to sit down for a moment. You need to sit down for a moment. And you just need to focus on God. Stop focusing on the people. Stop focusing on what folks done did. Folks don't lie on you, tearing down your ministry. Ain't none of your ministry in the first place. It belongs to the kingdom of God. And if God never hired you, he never appointed you, you won't have nothing. This ain't something that we could just go into and just get a license for the world and just say, I want to start a ministry. No, baby, you got to be hired by God. So ain't none of your ministry anyway. Sit down and just let God feed you and let God do different things. My God, I might do surgery on your mind, do surgery on your spirit. Some of you just need to take a minute and sit down somewhere. Sometimes we get caught up just being leaders, being pastors. And you forgot, my God Almighty, you're a soul too. You forgot, my God, God need to restore you to do different things in you. You forgot you just on a job. You just doing an assignment. At the end of the day, you're still a husband. At the end of the day, you're still a man or you're still a woman. You're still a wife. At the end of the day, you're still human. At the end of the day, if you don't cast your cares upon the Lord, you'll have some issue. At the end of the day, you don't practice what you preach, you'll have some issue. At the end of the day, if you don't rest in the Lord, like chapter 23 say, he make me lay down in the creed, pastor, he restores my soul. Oh, at the end of the day, my soul has to be restored. God will restore you. Are you going to let him restore you? Are you going to let him restore? I feel the Holy Ghost. Y'all got to stay here for a second because I feel people getting breakthrough in the spirit. I feel them all over the world, different people, thousands of you right about now. Matter of fact, we have a record high of 6,000 people right about now on the line right now. I'm telling you, this is your moment. This is your season. Don't let the dog, don't let the cat, don't let the goldfish jumping out the water to stop you from receiving what God has for you. Some of you, God want to wash you. Some of you, God ready to take that old dirty, dingy, and white, my God, garment that we wear on Pentecost off you right now. He want to restore your garment just like he did did in the man of God in the book of Zechariah. He want to restore your garments. He want to restore your turban. He want to put a new ring on you. I tell you, you need to sit there and let God watch you. Strip yourself naked. God, I'm a liar. God, I'm rebellious. God, I got these different things going on in my life. God, I did it. It wasn't the people's fault. It was my fault. God, my God, I allow my weakness to take over. I'm a drunk God. God, I got issues. I got problems. God, I got problems with folks. I haven't been healed yet. I got bitterness in my heart. I got unforgiveness in my heart. Wash me, Holy Ghost. Wash me over. Wash me over. Wash me over. Make my garments back white again. Make my spirit back white again. I give it to you today, today, today. This is the day that is governed by the Lord of a movement that is going on all over the world. This is the day that I come into agreement. I come on the one accord. I come in a united, in unity with the Holy Ghost. Wash me, God. I want to be white again. Wash me, God. My holes, I got holes in my garment. I need them to get fixed up. I need things to happen. Wash me, God. I yield, I yield, I yield, I yield, I yield unto your presence. Is there anybody there? We'll lift up their hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of the Lord said unto me this day, hearken not your hearts, my spirit. But you can see my righteousness. You can see my goodness. Bringing you and men and revealing myself and who I am unto you. For you to enforce this that goes against the will for God. Submit that step unto me. For the next round you may go through, I will repeat you and grant you your decision that you request. It hurt me, my children, says God, that you go away from me and go away from my presence. Because all I have is love and all I have is forgiveness. Submit yourself now unto me, says God. Stop playing these games as if I understand. I only understand the structure that I have set up. Stop playing these things and you are communicating with demonic spirits that I don't reveal to many of you over and over again. I don't bend my structure. I don't bend my laws from no one. Not even you. Only one way, and the way is submit thyself, Shekabashi, and humble thyself unto me. Fret not, my people. I am he, and I love you. Somebody need to just put the Lord there. I see him there. Some of you need to go ahead and thank him and just worship the Lord. For God is good, his mercy endures forever. All I got to do is just say, I just say yes. This is why I say yes. This is why I stay focused and stay on the trail of the Lord. Don't get off of it. Don't deviate from it. Hallelujah. I feel a strong deliverance anointing that I feel it. I feel a strong anointing that is awakening many of you. Awaken, awaken. Awaken, awaken. Out of your dream state, awaken. You can see how my sheep. Well, I feel a strong worship. I feel a strong worship, listen. Well, I feel a strong worship. I know the Holy Ghost is urging me to move on, but it's hard to move on when the presence of God come in and rest. It's hard to move on, I'm telling you. where you don't been through in the life. You don't been through the valley, and God, the presence still hurts the life. It's hard to move on when you don't been kicked, when you don't been walked over. You don't been through a lot of things. Stay strong. And God said, I still by your side. If you've never been there, if you've never been through anything, you will understand what I'm talking about. But different individuals that don't be, they can just throw their hands and say, Pastor, I know what you're saying. It's hard to move on. Hard to move on, because all you want to do is just rest, rest, rest. Lay down, lay down, lay down. Hallelujah. Hard to move on. But I'm telling you now, we just go give him the presence. We give him the glory. We give him. Many people all over the world, and many people, especially here in the United States, especially dealing with the type of denomination and the type of faith that they are in, they having a glorious time and celebration. Even us, we begin to look at Pentecost Sunday, and when we say Pentecost Sunday, the first thing begin to come to our mind is the book of Acts. And the first thing begin to resonate with us is how the disciples was summoned to go into this upper room. And as they went into this upper room, they begin to pray. The Bible begin to declare how the Holy Ghost begin to come down upon them. And they begin to speak into unknown language, is speaking into tongues. As the Bible begin to declare how they begin to become like a drunken state, become like drunken mans and drunken individuals, as the Holy Ghost begin to assimilate himself. Many times this season will bring forth a lot of celebration and shouting, and a lot of people begin to, special ministers begin to take advantage of this time and begin to pump individuals into a praise and into a shout, into a speaking state. It wasn't about the praise. It wasn't about the shout. Sometimes we can get caught up into a shout moment to where we miss the very essence of what God is trying to give us. We can get caught up into different things to where we get, where we miss the context of what we really need to understand and what God is trying to do with us. Many people begin to miss the context because of the shouting and because of what we believe of the movement that took place. The movement took place for a reason. The movement took place, my God Almighty, to start another movement where the old movement had to be crushed. And it was another movement had to take place. The Pentecost Sunday is really, Pentecost is really represent, once you really begin to do your studies and look into it, is represent 50. What you mean by 50, Pastor? Well, it was 50 days after the resurrection of Christ. That when Christ untold the disciples that I will release unto you and send a comforter. And this comforter is one going to be leading and guiding you. So within that 50-day time period of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, that's when the Holy Ghost began to manifest his dispensation. At that time, before all that, it was the first dispensation, and that was God on the scene. When God was on the scene, my God Almighty, when the Father was on the scene from Genesis through the book of Malachi, you read all about how God was on the scene. It's puzzled me to where it's in the scripture and how the scripture, my God, is written, that we begin to rewrite the scripture for our life. One thing about God and one thing about when you read about God, God didn't play the radio. It's something about, my God, when folks begin to say that God said this and God said that and God did this. Baby, let me tell you something. You really had a counter with God. God didn't play the radio. Some of this stuff that we begin to do and some of these stuff that we begin to engage in, God don't play the radio. Through Genesis and through Genesis and Malachi, when you begin to see God on the scene, you begin to see God the doesn't play the radio. God, my God was laying peoples out. And when I mean laying peoples out, it wasn't upon the spirit. He was taking them out of this world. You come in with that nonsense with God, that there's different things that some of us begin to try to play. Baby, let me tell you something. God did not play the radio. There's no way you could come in contact with God and still have your foolishness. It's no way that you could come into contact with that spirit of the Lord, of the Father. Because when you come in contact with the Father, he don't have much to say. He comes, one, to give you instructions. The next thing he'd come to do, after he done gave you his instructions, he'll tell you what he going to do. And after that, it's only one other thing that's going to happen. It's either you're going to be blessed or you're going to walk in judgments. It's one of them two things. It ain't nothing else in between. So when we begin to lay different things out and we begin to pinpoint who is God and what is God, baby, don't get away from your Bible. Many people have the wrong context and the wrong misquoting because they don't have enough word inside of them. Don't get into the place of your interpretation. Number two, the Son came on the scene. That was the second disposition. After the first, my God, dispensation, the heavens was closed up, where we have this gap between Malachi and the book of Matthew. I'm not worrying about the order of the book, how it take place. It was closed up. But in the last chapter, around about the third verse in Malachi, how it was prophesied, my God, that a savior or a messenger is going to come and begin to bring back order. The Bible says in Malachi 3:1, it says, behold, I will send my messenger. This is the Lord talking and using the prophet Malachi. Because after a broken covenant that was broken pertaining to the priest, how things was broken, that's why I tell people, you got to make sure you understand your word and read your Bible. Many people says because they robbed God, they ain't steal anything. Only thing they did when you read your Bible, that they did not give the quality. That's why I'm a pusher dealing with the quality. We don't give God anything. That was the children of Israel problem. And that was the priest problem. The children of Israel was giving God anything. And the priest, they begin to offer up to God anything. Never come to a place in God to where you feel comfortable. You could just do and give God in and everything. God going to have to deal with that. This is why I tell people, no, I think you got the wrong context about God. Because there's no way you can come and give God anything and he don't deal with you. It's no way that you can come and present in and everything to God, and he ain't going to deal with you about your mess. You got to be careful of what you're saying that is God, because one thing about God, he don't got your haters. He don't got time to sit here and soothe your hair or who don't like you or who got an issue with you. God going to deal with you about you. The Bible declares in the book of Malachi 3:1, it says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he... Watch this, it says, in he, can I say that to somebody else? It says, in he will prepare the way before me. Before who? Before me. So now God says he's going to prepare the way before who? Me. This is where God began to prophesize of the coming of the Son of God. And it says, behold, he will prepare the way before me. And the Bible begins to declare, and it says, in the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Y'all hear me? In the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord. Now we begin to go into the place of when we went going to the place of the book of Matthew's. And the book of Matthew's, how it begins to declare and begin to talk about John the Baptist, how this baby began to leap inside the womb of the mother. And John the Baptist began to do what? He began to, my God, prepare the way of the coming. He said, behold, repent, my God Almighty, because the Son of God is at hand. I baptize you with water, says John. But somebody's coming behind me that is greater than I will baptize you with fire. So So now here comes the dispensation and the time period of Jesus begin to come on the scene. But notice through Genesis, through Malachi, how God was talking and dealing with people. How God was just dealing with people, talking to people, you know, talking to different prophets and talking to different things. But now when Jesus came on the scene in the book of Matthew, and when Jesus was on the scene, you pretty much didn't hear from God. Because why? God already established his messenger going to prepare the way in the book of Malachi 3:1. And now the dispensation of the Son. First we had the Father. Now we have the Son. And the Son begins to preach, my God Almighty, some, my God, horrific messages. The Son had a different personality and a different character than the Father. The Son character was more, my God Almighty, of passion and more of love, more giving itself, because the Son character was in alignment with his assignment that he came to do on earth. He came to do what? Die for the sins of the people. But we can have a chance to spend eternal life with the Father. Why? Because the leadership messed up the first covenant. It was the leadership. It was the priest. That's why I tell people, even ADM, the minister of ADM to this day, if a church going to get told down, it's not about, my God, the church of the members of people that comes in. It's some foolishness done happen into leadership. If the devil want to attack a ministry, it's going to attack the leadership first. It's going to bring mind battles into where? Leadership first. Because that is the gatekeepers. And if the enemy can get past the gatekeepers, it could get past, it could get to anything else that he's going to devour. So now Jesus is on the scene. Jesus began to, my God, work, begin to show the power of God to where it made some leaders, church leaders, the priests, they had an issue with him. They had an issue with the things that he's doing, because sometimes you can get caught up into your ability and forget about the ability that who gave you the ability. Sometimes folk can get caught up into themselves and forget about that if it wasn't for the Lord prepared the way from you. That's why you don't get so caught up into yourself that it was you that got this opportunity. It wasn't you. Baby, God allowed that opportunity to come to you. That's why you don't need to get caught up into self. Self is a deceiver, and you got to get caught up into the things of God. Self be making you saying, I did this and I did that and I had that going on. I know what I'm talking about. I seen this. The self is, my God, make you ride all by yourself. But that's why you have to get caught up into the Lord. When the scene, when the dispensational scene, you begin to hear, you heard God's voice came through a dove. The Bible began to declare that the Spirit of the Lord came down after John the Baptist had an encounter with Jesus and begin to baptize him. And it says he came down from heaven like a dove. And he says, this is my beloved Son. But you didn't hear him said as much and talk as much like he did in the Old Testament. And the New Testament, he said, came down like a dove. He said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. It's something to where it puzzled me, to where Scripture doesn't support that. I'm still trying to figure out how can people sit in the chair and say, I don't have a conversation with the Lord, and I just had my tea and I had my coffee, and we had a good conversation. No, I'm going to get ready to show you and teach you what you had a conversation with. Because one thing about the Lord don't have small talk. He don't got small talk for you and everybody. That's Scripture. God comes, he come on the scene, he coming on the scene, he finna get ready to do something. So Jesus began to work miracles. He began to perform different things. He began to give instruction. Now Jesus had a compassion, but you be trying to wonder about, do Jesus really got a compassion? Because his teaching was raw. The way he taught was raw. The way he taught will make an average person like, man, who do you think you are? And want to just grab you and just say, who are you talking to? Because Jesus' talk was raw. He tell you if you got an issue with stealing, cut your hand off. If that don't work, cut the other one off. Jesus was straight raw. And some of these saints today got this old self-pity thing, cannot handle the truth. That is not Scripture. Jesus taught, and my God, in the way he teaches, in the way he tells, he didn't sugarcoat anything. Matter of fact, my Bible tells me to where he had Peter and called him a devil. He had to rebuke the man of God because, my God, you know the story when God said, Jesus said, whom do you say I am? Everybody got it right there. Peter said, my God, you're son of God. He said, listen, flesh and blood ain't revealed that to you, but my Father in heaven. Further down, Jesus began to talk about his purpose and began to talk about what he had to do, and he had to rebuke him because, oh, my God, somebody was trying to stop him for his purpose. Then now here comes the crucifixion. Many people saying, my God Almighty, these people don't kill them. No, if it wasn't for the priests to grant that, it would never happen. Leadership, the church, where God began to break up the church and break up the covenant, and my God, in Malachi 3:1, because it was broken. Now the church, my God Almighty, came up against this issue here. So now here come the crucifixion. The crucifying of Christ and all that done happened. He went down to the grave. Do you know? Because the way God was in the Old Testament, these people didn't have a chance to get it right. When God said, repent, you ain't repent right away, you gone. If you ain't dropped on your face right away, you gone. You cannot go into the holiest of holies. And you cannot go over there by the Ark of the Covenant with some foolishness going on you. You'll drop dead right in there. Read your Bibles. And they have to pull you out by a rope. They pull them out by the rope. Priest went in there, they had to tie a rope with a bell on them. And once that thing stopped, they just pull them out. You cannot go in the presence of God with him and everything. So now Jesus' dispensation, he went down in hell to preach, not only to take the keys of death, but to witness to those that did not have a chance in hell to pull them out. How beautiful that is. See, many people don't talk about that, how all these folks that was in hell that didn't have a chance, the enemy shot them up. Jesus got them out. Amen. Then they ascended and went on with the Father. And the Bible declares how Jesus rose up on the third day. When he rose up, now it's time for the new covenant to come in place. Watch this. So now he told the disciples, my God, before he left and ascended himself up to the Father, he told the disciples, I will leave with you a comforter that going to lead and guide you and teach you. See, this is what many of you are, this is what pretty much all of us are dealing with. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the leader and guide and teacher. He's there to keep you taught about your character, to tell you to hush up and tell you about people and don't do this, don't do that. You need to stop this. You need to check yourself. And that's be the Holy Ghost. That's his job. So he said, I'm going to leave you with a teacher and a comforter. So Jesus went up to heaven 50 days later. During a Jewish celebration, the disciple was summoned to come to the upper room. And as they came into the upper room 50 days later, my God Almighty, that is called Pentecost Sunday. After 50 days later, this is where the prophecies that Jesus told the disciples begin to manifest of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible, and as you begin to do some study on it, it says that was the start of the new church. That was the start to where you go before the Lord yourself and repent and get it right. It was the start of the beginning of the church. So be honest with you, today is the church anniversary, the church birthday. Hallelujah. Because this is the start where the Holy Ghost come up on the scene and the dispensation of the time period, what we're still in right now of the movement of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Where tongues speaking. Hallelujah. Where individuals begin to feel the power. Because it was said, my God, as you do your study, amen, God had to send the Holy Ghost because at the end of the day, the people need, my God, tools and different things to do the works of who? Of God. It ain't nothing special because I got a word for you. What good is your word if you cannot apply it in your own life? I got a prophecy for you. Prophesy to yourself first and see that manifest. Many people don't need everybody else's lives other than dealing with what God is trying to deal with you on, and it's you. Give a word to yourself first. First lady, I remember when God began to give me words, I was giving words, my God Almighty, to the chairs, to the empty seats in my house, and the seats in the living room. I was prophesying to soda water machines. I was prophesying to bugs and different things crawling, telling them how long they're going to live and all that kind of stuff there. Amen? Because if it don't hit home, what is going to do in your life? After 50 days, the room, the Spirit of God began to, the Holy Ghost began to ascend on down to fulfill each and every one of them so they could do the works of Christ. It wasn't about a time of shouting and running and hollering. It was a time you getting equipped now to be the church, a church with purpose to go and do the works. Now you don't have to go and call on somebody. I feel this thing. I'm finna get out of here now. You don't have to call on nobody for a healer. Baby, if the Holy Ghost inside of you, you touch yourself. You don't have to go and call and run to somebody. Oh, I need a financial prayer right now. I need a financial prayer. Baby, all I can tell you, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost come upon you, that's where you got power to do different things. You can walk in different things. That's why I can recognize that he's a healer, that he's a deliverer. Because when the Holy Ghost come upon you, now you got power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why the Holy Ghost? It's the birth of the church. It's the birth of the church. This is why the Pentecost Sunday happened is about. Why did God send the Holy Ghost? He's the teacher. Now he makes salvation unto each and every one of you. The Holy Ghost is there to keep you in the will of the Father. He's there to teach you about the characters and the fruits of the Spirit for you can continue to walk in the will of the Father. He's there to keep you in alignment. He's there to help govern what God done placed on you. He's not going to do what he's want to do. He's doing what God done placed over your life, and he's governing that. He's there to keep you comfort. That's the one that tells you it's going to be all right. That's the one that's going to tell you, go ahead and wipe your tears. It's going to be all right. That's one going to tell you, that go ahead and be quiet. Be quiet. Don't say nothing right now. Don't say nothing to that person. He's teaching your character. He's teaching you, my God Almighty, how to deal in an environment, in a worldly environment. Because God is one that's trying to keep you to be kept. Because at the end of the day, the Holy Ghost understands that God got structure. He has strict rules. That if you come on the outside of these rules, what God has for you, maybe going to look like it's a fun journey for you to receive it. He's there to keep you in salvation. He's there to keep you. He's there to guide you. He's there, my God Almighty, to, when you need somebody to talk to, he's there to talk with you. Because the Bible describes him as a counselor. He's there to give you godly counsel. He's there to mend relationships, to bring identification on ourselves so we could walk into healthy relationships. Hallelujah. He's there. It's much more than jumping and shouting. It's the purpose of it. It's the purpose why a Pentecost Sunday. It was there to come down to equip the disciples to begin the church, begin the movement, and to demonstrate the power of God, to demonstrate the things of God. That's why Peter was able, my God, when the lame man, as they were walking in the temple, and then he was asking for money, he said, "Seven gold I don't have. But scratch your hand out." Some of you need to scratch your hand out and come out of that withered place. Some of you need to scratch your hand out and come out of that place of the witheredness. Come out of that place of, my God Almighty, I don't have silver and gold, but I can give you something greater. Some of you need to scratch your hand out and for the Holy Ghost to snatch you from out of that place. Some of you need to say, this is my time to come out. This is my time. I understand. I've been searching all in the wrong place where God said, accept the Holy Ghost as your personal Savior. That's what you need. That's the counseling what you need. Oh, my God Almighty. You've been talking to the wrong people. How many of you are willing to talk to the Holy Ghost? Talk to the Father. You want your healing, my God Almighty. God, have it with your name on it. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. No religion can outtop the kingdom of God. Being filled with the presence of God. So now, my God Almighty, 50 days after Easter Sunday, 50 days after Easter Sunday is recognized as Pentecost Sunday, to where we begin to wear white. White stands for pure. The white is representing purity. It's representing not a place we come to all looking at light and we jumping and shouting. That's a place of purity because that's a place of washing. Repentance, my God Almighty. Re-accepting him as my personal savior. Getting myself clean. That's why God's presence has been on heavy on many of you. To get it right. He's trying to wash you. To get you clean. For your garments can be pure. Hallelujah. Is there anybody? I'm done now. I'm done. That was just a quick teaching that I just want to share. My God Almighty, has anybody? Anybody this morning, my God Almighty, if it's this afternoon, it doesn't matter where you are. My God, if it's nighttime over there in your area, if you want to be washed, the Holy Ghost is here. The Spirit of the Lord here to wash you. Amen. Don't never think. I never think even my years of walking faithful with God, my God Almighty, close to about, my God, 28, 29 years, even all that, I never think I came to a place that I arrived. I always have to be washed. Wash me, God. Wash my spirit. I never want to get to the place where I think I don't make. I never want to get into the place to my God Almighty where I'm focused on other than focus on myself, because the moment I do that, do you understand how much it takes just a little bit of grain of dirt to come and make your garments filthy? That's why I got to stay focused on myself. Watch me, Holy Ghost. Watch me, God. Watch me. Watch me. Watch my mind. Watch my spirit. I know I've been praying for my sister. I've been praying for my brother. I've been praying for my mother. I've been praying for my spouse. But God, this is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. This is me, because if I ain't got myself together, how can I help somebody else? I need myself to get together. My God, watch my mind and watch my spirit. Watch my soul. This is the day, my God Almighty, that you have made. Now, only I'm going to rejoice, but I'm receiving my washing. My feet are dirty. My hands are dirty. My minds are dirty. I put my mouth on some phone I shouldn't put my mouth on. I don't did some things. I shouldn't do anything. Watch me, God. Hallelujah. This is a day of truth about you. Why will the Holy Ghost assemble himself down in your life if you still ain't deal with truth about you? Why would God bring you into unity? Well, you first need to be unity with him. So we have to understand that it's not about the day of we falling out everywhere and we just hollering and we jumping and we celebrating. But it's about a day of a new beginning. This is a day of the new beginning and the reestablishment of the church. Do your studies when you get off the phone with Pastor or the internet. It's a day of a new beginning of a broken system, a broken structure that was broken. Now is the new beginning of the church. It's the church anniversary of the acceptance of the Holy Ghost, that he's on the scene to keep us counsel, to give us godly counsel, godly direction, to keep us in the will of the Father. But we can see every promise that he has for us. Many of us not receiving the promise because we are not following the Holy Ghost. We want to follow other stuff. The Holy Ghost is not here to keep you hostage against your will. We instruct you, no, you're going the wrong way. It's your choice which direction you're going to go after the Holy Ghost to reveal. Choose this day, brothers and sisters, men and daughters and sons and mothers. It doesn't matter. Choose this day that you won't let nothing to separate you. And when I say nothing, I'm not talking about other people. I'm not talking about other distractions. I'm talking about you. Because other people and other distractions cannot separate us. It's a choice that we allow them to move us. We made that choice. Hallelujah. So understand that today is about today humbling yourself. Allowing the presence of God to come in. Allowing the Holy Ghost to sit on you. You taking a self-evaluation and allowing it to re-clean your garments. Some of you, your garments need to get thrown away and need to put on some fresh garments. So put on purity. Purity of the mind, because my mind is made up. Purity of your soul, because it's clean. I'm not engaging into that no more. My hands is up. Wash my hands and put a new ring on my hand, because no longer I will have blood stains on my hand of the things that I've done. Purity on my feet, as in the Bible declares of the whole armor of God, that my feet is the gospel, preparation of the gospel, of my walk of the word of God. No longer I know the word of God and do something else and do something different. So now my feet are dirty. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare as the servant of the Most High God, a servant of your apostle. I declare and I decree that a washing all over the world that would take place. You could start in my house first. Because there's nothing perfect about us, even though we walk faithful with you, but we still have some faults, because the Bible declares we was born in sin and shaped iniquity. Wash our minds, our soul, and our body. Father, I declare that you will wash, the Holy Ghost will wash the minds of the saints, will wash their hands and wash their spirit on this day. Father, I even speak after the washing that a refreshing would take place. There's no way a refreshing could take place if the washing don't happen, because you said in your word, my God, that how can old wine get poured into new wine skin? That's why the covenant had to be broken and the reestablishment had to take place, because it was an old wine, a broken system that's trying to govern a new system. It won't work. So that way, that therefore, as the word of God stand, and I cannot and I will not deviate from it, that those that have been reminded of their past and their past walk and different things, God, I pray that you will wash them from it, because today is a new day. Today is a new day. What happened an hour ago? What happened last week? What happened 2 days ago? Saints of God, no longer it's still staying in your life. If you just go ahead and let God watch you. Today is a new day. Today is a new day of your new spiritual walk. Today is a new day of your life. I declare and decree that this day you will not turn around and pull things off the shelf. I declare and decree you will not turn back around and take things back into your life. No longer you in that life no more. No longer you in these places no more. Today is a new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is a new day. I doubt many of you all over the world, my God Almighty, you begin to come to a place and let the Spirit of God just shake you. Shake your soul. Shake your mind. Shake your spirit. Because today is a new day. You need to be, my God, God already forgave you. He heard you. My God, some of you need to go back and apologize to other folks. Some of you need to go back and get it right. You need to get it right. Because today is a new day. While God anointing is governing over this time and governing over this season, you need to just go ahead and it's not for them, it's for you. Today is a new day, mother. Today is a new day. Forgive them, forgive them. Get that stuff out of your heart. Get that stuff of what they did to you out of your heart. Get that mess out of you, because you're holding up your healing. You're holding up your blessing. This is a new day, my God Almighty, and you need to rejoice into the Lord. Stop letting them steal your peace. Stop allowing things to steal your joy, because the Bible declares, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Today is a new day. Hallelujah. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us. Put us in that washing machine. Shake us left to right, front to back. My God Almighty, shake the different things out of our mind. Shake the different things out of our soul. Shake the different things out of our heart. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us to the left. Shake us to the right. Shake our minds and our spirit. Hallelujah. I dare you to lift your hands. I dare you to bow your heads. I dare you to focus on the Spirit of the Lord. I dare you to feel the Holy Ghost. I dare you. Many of you, you need to repent. This is a day of repentance. This is a day of salvation. Don't you leave out of here this morning. Don't you leave off this line this morning. Don't you leave off the internet this morning. Don't you leave out of here without you just getting right with the Father. You need to forgive some folks. Some people don't go on with their life. You're still stuck. You need to go ahead and forgive them and move on with church. Don't allow nothing to stop you. You need to forgive them and move on. My God Almighty, some of you holding people for the different things that you've seen and they did. Well, if it wasn't for your decision to go that way, if it wasn't for your decision to engage into it, you probably wouldn't even know that that stuff exists over there. So you need to go ahead and forgive them and get it right. By the Holy Ghost, I'm trying to lead you. By the Holy Ghost. Shake up.
Come on. Come on.
Shake up.
Oh,
man, no one. We receive you as our personal Savior. We rededicate our life back to you. We rededicate our soul and mind. We rededicate our home. We rededicate our children. We rededicate our spouse. We rededicate our job. We rededicate everything back to you. Our business, we rededicate back to you. Lead us, Holy Ghost. Out of everything in our life. It's over.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you today.
Hallelujah. He's shaking right now. Let him shake you. He ain't going to fight with you no more. He's going to leave you right there in that place there, God. He ain't going to wrestle with you no more. He's going to leave you right there. Don't you be left right there. Let him shake you. Let him breathe on you. Hallelujah. This is your day for a new beginning. This is your day. This is your day. Get out of this place. Come out of that
food.
This is your time. This is your time, brother. This is your time. No matter where you are, easy, get up. Nigeria, come out of that.
You're in the kitchen with the children.
Stop having to go. You better praise him.
Why are you fixing the
no longer. You need to go back to that. Oh, I feel the presence. Oh, I feel his presence. There's only one direction.
Give him the glory.
It's truth.
Give him the glory.
It's repentance. And it's looking at yourself.
Give God the glory.
That's the only direction. God is looking at it. He's concerned about that. What he's trying to do. That's the only one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him take you.
You're walking on the track.
Let him take you. Pastor, I'm finna get ready to get out of here. I'm finna get ready to go. Hallelujah. Shout out about Sia. Some of you need to rededicate your life back to him. Don't try to move on and continue a relationship that was broken. The first thing to amend a broken relationship or a relationship that was broken, we have to put everything out on the table. We have to lay the thing out before you can move on. Because what you're doing, you are pouring out that old. And you're getting rid of that old stuff. Because if you try to start something new without getting rid of that old stuff, it's going to contaminate the new. One grain of dirt, a sand, it will bring a jug of pure water into it.
It doesn't take much to contaminate a new place. It just takes one. So it's good to have communication. It's hard to get everything out on the table. Don't run from these places. That's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy never wants you to face you, yourself. He'll allow you to face everything else, but he never wants you to face you. Don't be a sleepwalker in the spirit. You move it, but you sleep. You walk in, but you're going to different places, but you are asleep. Let him, because it's for your benefit. It's for you, not about nobody else. Somebody got set free. It's about you. So help me, even though some conversations are very difficult to face, but it's very him to deal with. Stop being concerned about how difficult something is, but be focused on how healthy it will be for your relationship. If you stop coming to the place of respiration, because if you got to constantly be restored, that means you don't drift it off. You don't went into some places, or you don't went somewhere that God never ordained for you to go. And now he got to restore you back to a place where you should have stayed. So let's come to a place and say, God, it's not about nobody else. It's about me. Get all these buts and reason whys out of your life. I did this because it's a but that happened. And the reason why, at the end of the day, it still happened. So get all that stuff out of your life and just look at God as me. Me. Because God, he wants you blessed. He wants you in a good state. He don't want to see you go through, because when you go through and you hurt, he hurt. But he has to keep the structure and standard, even though it bothers him. He granted you your. But let's come to a place of brothers and sisters, of love. Let's come to a place to where I can judge you. I don't want to use you as a reason of my mistake. But I want to continue to grow into the faith of God. Let's have true repentance, other than this repentance of emotion that is not authentic, and give it some time, 3 or 4 months later, we're going back into our same old nonsense. That ain't true repentance. True repentance is you've seen it, you understand it, and it's pertaining to you. And you walk away from it, and you never go back to that place. Let's go ahead and do it. I beg you. ADM will tell you that this is not a place trying to take something from you. We are a ministry that's trying to get something to you. The best thing that I love, and it does my heart joy, when I see people in relationships taking accountability and responsibility of their own. Instead of backing off, they get stronger and they keep walking into the things of God. Get stronger and walk into the things of God. Thank God that the Holy Ghost and God connect you with people, and you got people around you that holds you accountable. You know how many people wish they had that, that they could have someone to hold them accountable? Thank God that you have that. And begin to walk into the things of God. Walk into the blessings of God with no apologies. Because at the end of the day, God is concerned about your life. Other people make their own decisions, but God is concerned about you. We thank you for listening in with ADM Ministry. Please tune in tomorrow morning, Eastern Standard Time, at 7 a.m. God bless all of you.